Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Going, everybody. Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got news about WWE counter-programming. That's right. But they are not counter-programming AEW. They're actually counter-programming this show here today. I think Raw's on right now, isn't it? So, yeah, you can watch it or you can watch me. So, what would you choose? We got the Raw lineup coming up for tonight. It's the go-home show for Clash in Paris, which is coming up this weekend. So we got a lot to talk about there. A lot of shows this weekend, including Forbidden Door and the Heat Wave show. But obviously, the top story is what happened with Raja Jackson, the son of Rampage Jackson, and independent pro wrestler Psycho Stu. We got a lot of news to talk about on this today. Horrible story. And we got some updates on everything. So we're going to talk about that. Then we'll get into Forbidden Door and the NXT Heatwave show. We got news talking New Japan Pro Wrestling and some changes to how things are done in AEW, storyline-wise, that is. We got some international dates, a lot of other news to get into, and that'll be today's show. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to join us. Looks like he's here. I should have confirmed that, but I just presumed he was going to be here. But there he is. So we'll have him on the show after the break, get an update on his hip replacement surgery. I can see he's sitting down, so that's a good sign, because he couldn't do that on last week when he checked in. But anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show. I realize it's horrible that I just opened up this show laughing, but Tom sent me to his Twitter to see what was something that was not funny at all, which we're going to get into in a moment. But as I was about to hit record, I scrolled a little further down. I saw the 2012 article you posted. Broke Tom Lawler gets 40 grand knockout of the night bonus at UFC on Fuel 3. Wow. What a way to put you over. You're broke.
Well, the reason why that even happened is there was recently a fighter, Charles Energy Johnson, who, by the way, great nickname and even better haircut, won a... He was an underdog, I believe, this past weekend and won a big fight, got a bonus, and it was revealed that he was in the red in his bank account. And I was like, wait a minute, that actually happened to me in the past too, where I was in the red. I had to borrow money from one of my friends, Dan Fern. And
did he work for NXT?
No.
Okay.
He's like a computer security guy.
Well, I just heard the name Dan Fern.
I used an alias.
Okay.
But anyways, I paid him back after the fight, just like this Charles Energy Johnson fella is doing. So,
wow.
I've been in the game for a while, Brian. I've been in the game not making any money for a long time.
Well, you know, you've kept at it, so congratulations. All right, we got to talk about a really serious situation. I don't want to joke about anything. So before we get into all of the updates today, in case some of you don't know what happened, there was a Knox Pro Wrestling show over the weekend, and to try to cut it down to, like, just the basics, Rajesh Jackson, who's the son of Quentin Rampage Jackson, he went to the show with his video camera, and he's got, like, a live stream that he does on...
Kick.
Kick. It's, like, the new one, Kick. So he's, like, streaming on Kick, and before the show, he's in the back, and all the wrestlers are hanging out, and one of the wrestlers, Psycho Stu, goes up to him, and he sees the camera, And he presumes that Raja Jackson is one of the workers, which he is not. He was just there at the show. And so they kind of do a little back and forth, and Psycho asks him, you know who I am? And Raja's like, I don't know who you are. And Psycho thinks he's kind of messing with him because he thinks he's a worker. And so he's drinking a beer, and he takes a beer can, and he does like he crushes half the beer can on his head. And, you know, Raja Jackson later even, he was like, it didn't hurt. But he was mad because he didn't know why this guy hit him with a beer can. So he gets hot, and all the other wrestlers kind of gather around, and they start explaining to Stu, you know, this guy's, he's not a worker. He's just here. And, you know, Raja's, he's mad. And so they're trying to calm him down, and they're going, he thought you were a worker. He was just, you know, we all mess around. And so Stu offers a handshake, and Raja wants none of this handshake. And Stu apologizes. He says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, he offers a handshake. Raja wants none of it. So one of the co-owners of Knox, it's Rikishi's promotion, Reno says, you know what? Let's do a spot tonight in the match. You can get involved in the match. He doesn't say anything about what he just says. Let's get together and work out a spot. Okay. So then this other guy, AJ Mana, he basically says, you get in there tonight and you can get your receipt on this guy. And as soon as Raja hears, I'm going to get my receipt on this guy, I'm going to get to hit him back. And then he's like, oh, let's shake hands. And he's all, you know, he's supposedly cool with this. So, you know, he's filming this whole thing. This is not like she said, he said, she said. He's filming this whole thing. It's on the internet. Like, as of last night, it may not be there now for legal reasons, but as of last night, it was still there. You could go up and watch it. So for the next 2 hours, Raja is filming himself as he goes to sit down at the show, as he walks around backstage, as he literally explains into the camera, I'm going to hit this guy for real. And he starts going on Kick, and everybody on Kick is telling him, like, you can't stand for that. You got to stand up for yourself. And so over the next hour, he's getting more and more hot. He just keeps reading this chat. And, you know, he's over and over again, you know, talking about, I'm going to hurt this guy. I'm not going to hurt him too bad, he says. But it's not going to be scripted when I get in there. And so eventually, you know, the match is taking place. He's sitting at ringside. And he ends up flying into the ring. He grabs this guy who doesn't fight. Like, the guy thinks it's just going to be some spot, Stu, and he picks this dude up and he does like the MMA slam.
It was like the Booker T.
Oh my God.
What is it? The slam that he would do. It's like an over the shoulder spine buster.
Yeah. And he slams this guy, and this guy looks like he's out immediately. I don't know if he's selling, but it looks like he's out. And then Raja jumps on this guy and he punches him as hard as he can, full force in the face. 21 times. Now, as this is happening, and I listen, God. Let me say this. Let me just say something. Hold on. Because I will say what you're expecting, but I want to say this first. Initially, last night, I was somewhat defensive of the other wrestlers in the ring because we're all watching the footage. We know what happened. We know what to expect. Nobody in there did, okay? There was one guy who, within about 3 seconds, he tries to break this thing up. It doesn't work. And finally, all of the other guys get in and they drag him off after 21 punches. And I was sympathetic because none of them had the benefit of knowing what was going to happen. I don't know if anyone even knew the guy was going to run in. A lot of them were probably in shock. However, you posted a video on your Twitter today.
I'm sending you the full 2 minutes that I have right now.
That I was completely unaware of last night. So, as he is being pulled off, and like half of the wrestlers have bowled him into the corner to get him off the guy.
One guy is throwing shoulder tackles.
Yeah, he's like doing shoulder tackles in the corner.
One guy hit him with like a fake bag. Well, like, the restraint on Raja Jackson left a lot to be desired. Okay. There was one gentleman, the Epic, who I will give credit to. He was outside the ring, and he's the one that ran in and at least restrained Raja.
Yes.
He was throwing headbutts at him.
That
he
guy,
was the only one that I would give any credit
that
to.
That guy's a hero, okay? That guy's a hero. Now, the I am absolutely appalled.
Aghast. Disgusted.
Dude, as there, we only saw in the light, in the video that Raja put up, we only saw him being bowled into the, like he's in the corner, he's being restrained or whatever. That's what we saw. We didn't see what's happening in the ring. I presumed, like everybody was bowling him into the corner. You have an angle where as he is laying there with blood pouring out of his head and his ears.
Choking
on
air.
His teeth and his blood. Someone covers him and the ref counts the pin.
Disgusting.
What? Somebody covered him and the ref counted the pin. Yes, the ref counted the pin. The video is up on Tom's Twitter.
Timmy Handsome is the ring name of the man who pinned Psycho Stew.
I mean,
go after Raja. This is your first reaction, is to pin the guy? Whose call was this? Was it his call? Did somebody tell him, get on top of him and pin him, end it? What is going on here? And people are going, ah, oh, people are arguing with me and saying, I don't know the unwritten rules of wrestling. The show must go on. Listen, buddy, what about the rules of life? Okay?
There's no, hold on. Before you go into the, rules of life, who is telling you? Like, listen, hey, if you want to tell me, okay, like, hey, I was a pro wrestler, but you were a pro wrestler and a UFC fighter. So who's telling you that you don't understand the rules of either business? Stand by. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm going to let you go off. Don't swear. But I want to say one thing before we go any further, and that is, as appalled as I was with that spot where the guy covered and the referee counted the pin, I do think that we need to remember what happened and who did what. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You can get mad at those guys all you want, okay? But there's one guy who hit the ring and, like, did what he did, and that's Raja Jackson. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, and by the same token, I've had a lot of people, because I watched a portion of that hour, 45-minute video that Raja Jackson had up or whatever it was.
As I did.
And, I mean, he was disrespectful from the very beginning when he showed up kind of towards the whole event. Oh, I don't have tickets, blah, blah, blah. He's trash-talking his buddy, which is, you know, that's one thing. But then, you know, talking about how he's going to hit him for real. I mean, the entire thing is awful, but we had AJ Mana, who I think is the one that brought him in, brought Raja Jackson to the show, a self-proclaimed MMA fighter, stuntman, actor, obviously a professional wrestler here, telling Raja Jackson to get his receipt. You know what a receipt is? Get a receipt. Tag him. You know what? If they don't like it, I'll come out there. So he's already hyping them up. As you said, on Kick, these 12 and 15-year-old kids are egging him on to go fight. And he gets in the ring. He does that. And people are, any sort of vindication that people have for him, any sort of like backing, should be out the window. This man is an adult. He's 25 years old. If Brian told me to go shoot on somebody that at the Christmas party, that doesn't give me carte blanche to do it. There's still repercussions that you have to face. And when I look at it, I've got to imagine this guy has never faced any repercussions. There's video of Rampage Jackson just days ago on Kick saying, you know what? I saved up money for my Asian kids to go to college, and I saved up money to bail Raja Jackson out. Right?
Yes.
I mean, we have it right there.
This was before anything happened.
Before anything. Rampage Jackson afterwards makes a statement saying Psycho Stu's okay, which apparently, I don't know where he got that information, because that does not seem to be the case. What I understand, he was in critical care, according to his brother. And one of the biggest concerns that Rampage Jackson has in all of his videos, which you see over and over and over and over again, and hey, I'm a parent. I don't know how I would react if my son did something like this. I would be concerned for him for sure. But he keeps asking, is he going to get kicked off Kick? Is he going to lose his account? Is he going to get banned from Kick? Very little care for what happened to Psycho Stu. Now, Psycho Stu, I mean, I don't condone walking up to somebody who's unprepared, you don't know, and whacking him in the head with a beer can or whatever it was, a soda can. Now, clearly he was doing it in a worked manner. He thought that Raja Jackson was in on it. But this also, I mean, it's just a perfect storm of events that led to this. And then Raja Jackson leaves. The guy who is dressed like a clown in a baseball outfit, who was tackling him and throwing shoulder blocks in the corner, that guy gives chase to him, goes after him, and then cuts a promo on him. Cuts a promo on Rampage Jackson in front of the fans. That was, you know, one of his first actions, not to go care for Psycho Stu, not to go calm things down in the locker room and help there. Just a miss on so many levels. This was mishandled so, so badly across the board. One of the worst things I have ever seen in professional wrestling or MMA for that matter. You know, this man is supposed to be a trained fighter. He's 0-1 as a professional, but he brandishes himself as an MMA fighter.
For all
the faults we see of fighters, we don't see this very often.
You mentioned this whole situation was mishandled, and you're correct. But like, I wanna point out that like, you almost can't even say mishandled because there's nothing handled about it. Like, I don't think in that entire stream there was like anybody that told anybody what was gonna happen. Like, I don't remember anybody him having any conversations about this is the spot that we're gonna do or whatever. Like, he literally was just told, go in and get your receipt. And, you know, I'm still appalled by the cover and the pin and everything like that. But, I mean, I don't have any indication that anybody in the ring knew what was going to happen. I mean, this dude, who knows what anybody thought? There was no, like, hey.
No one thought.
This is what we're going to do.
No one thought, Brian.
This guy's going to do this. You guys do that. You know, make sure. I'm not even sure those guys were told. He said, I'm just going to keep hitting him until I get pulled off. I don't remember seeing any indication that the other guys were told to pull the guy off. It was like the Wild West. Hey, you know what? We're going to have a match. Just like, hit the ring and get your receipt. And then, like, you know, whatever. It's like, where was... I don't know, man. This whole thing... Right now...
Disgusting!
Psycho
it's gross!
Stu, according to his brother, Andrew Smith, says that he is in stable but critical care. So, one of the wrestlers in an interview... I think with like USA Today, I've got it here somewhere, but he basically said that Stu was on his way home. Malo, what's his first name? Where is it here? Douglas Malo, one of the wrestlers who attempted to intervene.
Hold on. Brian, because this is kind of off topic. When this happens, Raja Jackson gets a call. He gets a call from somebody at the show who says, man, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have gone that far. He's in the ring flatlining. And do you remember what Raja Jackson said?
I got to call
bad.
You back.
My bad.
Oh, my bad. I got to call
my
you back.
My bad. I'll call you back. What?
Yeah. So according to, Douglas Malo had told USA Today that Smith was awake, talking on Sunday, broken bones in his face, lost a lot of teeth. But then he went on Reddit and said, he's going home. And then it was several hours later that Stu's brother posted on Facebook and said, good morning. Thank you for the outpouring of support. Stuart is conscious, does have some recollection of events from the day of the attack, but said that he was in critical care. Now, critical care, I mean, that's the ER. And they're watching you like every moment to make sure you stay alive. So it's a serious, serious situation. And, you know, yesterday Dave and I were talking about this, and he said that Knox Pro wasn't an ID school, but they'd had ID talent. No, it was an ID school. It is now not an ID school. The ID membership or whatever has been pulled. I don't know what else is going to happen, but they're not an ID school now. And, I mean... You asked the question during the break, which was a good question. How are ID schools chosen?
What is the vetting process?
What is the vetting process? The vetting process appeared to be that Rikishi owned it. Other than that, I don't know what it was, you know. But if you watch the video, it's like, you know, the wrestlers are changing outside. There seems to be very little communication about what's going on the show. This whole thing happened. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Being investigated by the LAPD. And what that means, who knows. But, I mean, here's the thing. If nothing happens, I don't know what to say about the LAPD. Because all of this is on film. Every last second of it.
Hey.
Rampage, when he was doing his deal, he tried to claim that, the guy hit him with a beer can and he was mad and then this thing happened and tempers. That's not what happened. The beer can incident was followed by a handshake where Raja claimed that he was cool now. But then that was followed by 2 hours of him filming himself getting more and more agitated, flat out saying what he was going to go in and do. I mean, this was not like spur of the moment. I mean, he had 2 hours to think about it, and he only got more angry in that 2 hours.
Rampage also mentioned that Raja Jackson recently had a brain injury from sparring, and that maybe the can shot to the head was part of the issue. But there's multiple times where Raja Jackson says that didn't hurt at all. No problem.
And
Brian,
we also
on,
have 2 hours of him seeming to be, I mean, he's angry, but he doesn't seem like he's, you know, he seems quite angry, and he gets more and more angry the more he goes on kick, the more he listens to that chat. And
you said, what is the LAPD going to do, right? What is the LAPD going to do? Probably the same thing that the Orange County Police Department did at the end of the day with Rampage Jackson when he went on that hit and run in 2008. Just brush it under the rug.
Well, this guy does say have no faith in the LAPD, Brian. Well, all I know is they've got plenty of evidence. I mean, the entire thing from start to finish was all filmed, and it's out there everywhere. So this person here that says the schools are Booker T School, Cody School, Seth Rollins School. It was Rikishi School and Elite Pro Wrestling. So doesn't appear there is a vetting process other than a WWE star owns a school. So, all right, back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
What's that on that beat?
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I don't know what more there is to say about this particular story, but all the best to Psycho Stew. Hopefully we keep getting positive reports. His brother saying he's conscious and has some recollection. It's definitely positive compared to the first Facebook post that he posted. So hopefully...
Yeah, and you know what? Also, Brian, I'd like to say, I hope whatever the issue is with Rajah Jackson can get handled, too. If this guy needs some medical and psychological evaluation, you know, in order to help him, let's go down that road.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This whole thing is just...
a disaster. All right, well, what did you watch this weekend? How's that for a segue?
Just start naming stuff because I can't.
I mean, remember. There was a lot of good stuff.
I think
weekend.
I watched most of it. There's a few matches I missed. Like, I missed the women's title change on NXT. It just so happened, like, I was watching on one TV at one speed, and then, you know, at a different, I had it live in another, and I kind of missed that match. And some of the Forbidden Door pay per view I missed, but I saw the majority of what happened this weekend. No Collision. I watched the UFC as well, two nights of it, along with the Kurt Dorelli oil wrestling tournament,
which
once again won by Orhan Okalu. I could just put that on repeat, but.
Well, listen, if you, these are the matches I gave 4 stars or more to, if you care about star ratings. Kyle Fletcher and Hiromu, I thought was pretty fantastic.
Missed it.
Zack Sabre Jr. and Nigel McGuinness, I didn't quite give 4. But I gave it 3.75, and that was pretty freaking great as well. So you should check that out. Same with Okada and Swerve. I gave it just under 4. Same with Tony Storm and Athena, just under 4. Hangman and MJF, I gave more than 4. And the main event cage match. So a lot of matches, if you want like really good wrestling, that would be on Forbidden Door. And honestly, like if you're talking about the NXT show, I thought it was on the weekend. Jordan Grace and Blake Monroe, I would say was 3.75, very close to 4-star match. I mean, they did a great job.
I feel like in a different setting, it was just for some reason it felt out of place. I don't know.
Well, the best match on the show by far was Obafemi and Javon Evans, which was pretty much as good as anything on the AEW show. That match was freaking great. If you're surprised that Javon Evans didn't win the title, I don't know what to tell you. He got
murdered, but in a way that, in the long run, you want to see him come back and actually avenge this loss. He didn't go out looking like a geek.
No, I will say
anything.
They did give him a lot. I mean, this was as far as like he didn't win, but as far as like, you know, giving him a lot in a match and making him look like he actually could have become champion. This was better than most Javon matches because, you know, usually he'll look great against a geek, but then they'll put him in with a main event guy and, like, he'll get some spots, but, you know, they want you to know that he's not at that level yet. This one, they really gave him a lot, and he looked great as he always does. And it was an excellent match, and you should go out of your way to see it.
This Obafemi, good Lord.
He's awesome.
He's fantastic.
Javon should have beat him for no other reason than he should be on the main roster.
Yeah, he should be like what TKO wanted Francis Ngannou to be. You know what I mean? The star for Africa. He is just off the charts great as a big man. He works well with every style of wrestler that I've seen so far. I mean, I don't know how much higher I could be on this guy.
Well, you know, I a lot of people talk, and this is true, like on the WWE main roster, as far as like black male wrestlers, I mean, there's, I don't think there's anybody really getting a push. And I will just say that if they bring up Trick Williams, Obafemi, and Javon, and none of those three guys get a push, then something's up, dude. But like next year, 2 years from now at this time, I mean, we should have three black male wrestlers as like regular main eventers, because Trick, he's not the best wrestler in the world, although he's improved. But my God, this guy has more charisma than almost anybody. Obafemi is like, he can have a great match with anyone. It doesn't matter if you're big. It doesn't matter if you're small. It doesn't matter if it's a four-way. He's got great promos. And you know the best thing about Obafemi, honestly, is he's one of those guys where, like, I saw a video of him out of character, and that's not his voice. And I was like, what? What? So that Obafemi, he's playing a character, and it is kind incredibly believable.
He is from Nigeria.
Sure. But he really plays up the accent and such. And it works, dude. And then, you know, Javon, I know he's 21. They won't give him a push for 9 years. But, like, that guy, I mean, he should have been the youngest NXT champion. He is a very special talent. And he's like, the crowd absolutely loves this guy. You just give him a little, and they go wild. So, like, if they gave him a lot, I mean, it's just, man, they got some awesome dudes coming up from developmental here.
We're almost back to the days of the Murderer's Row of the early African-American professional wrestlers, which I learned about in a great book by Ian Douglas.
You got it?
A Decided Novelty. I finished it this weekend. I learned so much information. I would put it up there with the Carl Stern omnibus book. It's somewhat in that mold, not as fact heavy. Ian Douglas does a great job of weaving in, you know, the history with his writing style. And man, I learned a ton from this book. So if you can check it out on Amazon, A Decided Novelty, but it did make me think of, you know, some of the past errors that we've had with great, great black or African-American wrestlers. And right now I really think Obafemi is like the one that should be at the top of the heap.
I don't know, man. I mean, Oban Trick. Like, I get it. Javon's young.
Trick's,
you know,
great too.
They're gonna wait. But, like, Trick is great. He is so charismatic. And he's far, like, you know, it's either one. Because, like, Obafemi's a better, he has better matches. I would say he's a better worker. Javon is of the two, more charismatic. But it's not like Trick is a bad worker, and it's not like Oba isn't charismatic. So, like, both of them, you could go all the way. And, yeah.
I hope they do.
We should also mention a couple things coming out of AEW. So, the post-show press conference, Tony Khan has now announced he's now Dario Cueto in Lucha Underground.
Good.
The Money in the Bank contract that they have, you cannot cash in at any time. You must give a week's notice so that he can properly promote. And, you know, a couple people here were like, well, you know, why even have the cash-in deal? Why not just say the winner gets a title shot? Because when you win a title shot, the promoter decides when that title shot is going to be. This is all in storyline. Like, okay, you won. Well, you're going to get your shot at All Out, or you're going to get your shot at whatever. This would mean, hey, bro, if you want your shot on TV next week, you call it. You don't have to wait for a pay-per-view. Hey, the pay-per-view's coming in your hometown in 3 months. You can call the shot there. So in storyline, it's better to be able to choose the time and place than to have the promoter do it for you. And he did mention that.
Although, hey, if they're a good promoter, they're probably going to do it, right? Like, who made the decision to have Lola Vice challenge down near her hometown? Was it Ava? Was it? Was it her? Was it Lola or was it Ava?
It might have been. It's probably Ava. Probably Lola's idea, but Ava took credit for it.
Look at that.
That's how it normally works here. But Hangman beat MJF in the championship match, which was in the ring, it was the best match on the show, but it had a really weird like ref bump thing that just like it sucked.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, I think that there was another idea that like something went wrong or somebody missed a cue or a camera missed something or whatever. But MJF still has the contract in his back pocket. So he can either call his shot, which I think is actually what's going to happen. I had been advocating for Tony Khan to force MJF to put it on the line against Mark Briscoe. But since Tony did that press conference and made no mention of that, but did change how you can cash in, that sounds to me like, well, that's what it's going to be. I guess he could change something on Wednesday, but I don't think Mark Briscoe's getting a shot at that that contract. And then two other major notes after the cage match. I mean, they pretty much told you this was Will Ospreay's last match for a while, and they did a video before the match pretty much telling you it was his last match for a while, and then he did a curtain call pretty much telling you it was his last match for a while, but they still made sure to kill him in storyline. The heels beat him down. They pilmanized him. He was taken out on a stretcher. He's getting neck surgery, and he's going to be gone for a while. And I don't know if Swerve is getting knee surgery, but he's got a torn meniscus, and they did an injury angle afterwards that very much seemed like he's going to be out of action with knee surgery. But I guess we'll see.
Luckily, out of all the surgeries, I think the meniscus is probably the one that heals like the fastest. Definitely, certainly more than an ACL or MCL or PCL or any of the other things, because I know I've had a meniscoscope in the past. I think you have too, Brian, right?
No, I haven't.
No? Oh, that's
I'm still
that's
waiting for a surgeon to call me. It's been almost a year.
Hey, you might have to come down here. I could hook you up.
Bro, at this point, it's about 99%. Like, I don't know. I'll probably get it done someday, but I mean, the only time I ever have a problem is sometimes I'll be rolling and I'll turn my foot a certain way and it'll be like weird, and then I have to stop and like bend it and it goes back and then I'm fine. But like, I have no problems. Like, I can run, jump, sprint, walk, play with the kids. I have no problems whatsoever.
Would you be able to jump high enough to give me a high five?
I couldn't do that before I tore my meniscus. Because your freakishly long arms.
Thanks for taking the bait.
You're an idiot. Absolute idiot. I got a scoop for everybody, kind of. Apparently, Mbop wasn't that expensive. I know that's hard to believe, but apparently Hanson let it go cheap. So I'm hoping that'll be like their new music for the Young Bucks, because that was their music back in the day. And I've been waiting decades. Almost as long as I waited for Basic Thugonomics to return for John Cena, I've been waiting for Mbop to return.
And almost as long as you waited for the Golden Eagle to come back.
The Winged Eagle?
Winged Eagle. Is that what it is? The
Winged Eagle? Winged.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The Golden Eagle's like Khabib Nurmagomedov or something.
I think so, yeah. And then everything else on the show, I mean, the only other thing people are talking about is obviously the Hurt Syndicate not doing the job. But, I mean, do we need to spend time on that? I think we all knew that was going to happen, right?
What happened at the finish of that match?
What happened at the finish?
Yeah, like Dax like kicked out.
Well,
after the finishing
I don't think he kicked out. Listen, I haven't heard anybody tell me what happened, but the belief is that because Brodito's finish kind of looked ugly, I think maybe the ref counted and then like Bandito kind of got off and he was going to do something else because the finish looked bad, and then the ref was like, "No, just I'm going to count." It was weird one way or the other, but Brodito are the new champions. So,
good stuff.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, we had so much going on today, Tom, that one of the very important things to discuss never got discussed, which is, how are you feeling? I see you're sitting down.
Well, I just got out of, I had PT earlier this morning, so I feel a little bit better after moving around, you know, but still, you know, some swelling, some pain, but hopefully that's all stuff that's to be expected. And from here, it's onwards and upwards. And then outwards.
Excellent. So you're here Wednesday?
I shall be. That is all my plan. Right. I'm back.
Good to hear, brother. Well, Wednesday.
Missed one day.
Maybe on Wednesday we can talk about the return of speed.
Oh, please, please. Thank you for saving that to the end, because if you would have gotten into this earlier, I'm not sure my heart could have handled the discussion about my beloved speed coming back. Although they didn't mention if the men's title's coming with it. They did say
No, I think the speed titles. I think they said the speed titles.
Ah.
So, yeah. We should talk about that, because I got questions. But anyway, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Dave and I were up last night talking a lot of different topics as well as the Brian and Brian show. We'll have the show tomorrow talking Mid-South with Granny as well. We got a lot of stuff. So make sure you check all of that out. And if you're not a subscriber, now's a great time. WrestlingObserver.com. We also have $9.99 options on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And Apple Podcasts even has a free trial, so check it out. Wrestling Observer Podcasts. And that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.